The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 29th of March, the last Friday. April will be here Monday. You know, April showers bring May flowers. I think we've had March hail, beats down my flowers, and all these other things. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community, that Shasta Regional Medical Center. So we're kind of having a special show today, and it started off with being special with Sue being here today. So good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
And Linda's not here because of the special show that I'm pulling in all the guys in here in a little while, and we're going to be talking about some manly things, except they're also manly and womanly things. So, good morning, Sue.
Well, good morning.
What's the weather look like?
Today, you can expect a 40% chance of showers, a high of 63 and a low of 42. Good news for tomorrow, though, sunny and a high of 71 with lows dropping down to 46 degrees. Partly sunny for Sunday, a high of 74, then increasing clouds for Sunday night and a low of 51. Then scattered showers once again with a high of 66 and a low of 51. So, we will get a break this weekend, which is great. However, the rain will return on Monday. It is currently mostly cloudy and 46 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay. Hey, the news is news. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Not only that, but if you've been affected by the car fire and you need some assistance, you're out there with an RV or a trailer while you're rebuilding, it gets troublesome to have to keep taking that 7-gallon propane tank back and forth. Chuck and his people will put a 120-gallon tank out there for free and give you a great deal on propane, a better deal than you're going to find anywhere while you're rebuilding. And he just wants to help the people out there. He and Judy just want to help people out there. That's the kind of people they are. You can give them a call at 365-3793. It's Friday, Amy, and she's got this adorable... What is this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a tiny little chihuahua named Skippy.
Skippy. Oh, Skippy looks up at me when I say
it.
Skippy.
So he's not running around and playing at the moment, but he's actually a very, like, energetic little guy. Maybe that's why he got his name Skippy, because he's always just kind of running around.
Yeah, he came in and he's very active. But right now he's sitting in your lap and he's looking like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm a cool dude.
He can definitely do both. Like, he just likes to sit in your lap, but he likes to play and have fun. So Skippy's about 4 years old. He is, like I said, a chihuahua. He probably weighs about 6 pounds, so he's little.
But he's little, but he's
long-legged.
He's long-legged. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. He's long-legged.
He looks
not
very
like,
athletic.
He looks like he could probably almost jump into a car.
Yeah, he could probably almost play tennis, too. Yeah. He just needs, like, a sweatband, you know? Yeah, I could totally see that.
You know what I mean? I just wish you were a little more outgoing than you are.
I know. Okay. I get that all the time.
I know. Okay. So Skippy is about?
He's about 4.
About 4. And good with?
Everything that I know of. I mean, cats, I don't think would really be an issue seeing how he's about the same size, if not smaller than a lot of cats. So he didn't have any interest in ours at the shelter. He's very shy in his kennel, but once he's out, he's snuggly and sweet and all that.
You understand that.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
Yeah, he came in very scared and shy. It took us a long time to get to him to warm up, and now he's just, like, in the last few days, just really blossomed and wanted to be a part of everything we're doing. And when dogs come in like that, they get the opportunity to spend time one-on-one with us. So we all have baby gates and stuff like that we can keep dogs next to us close by. We almost, like, my manager always has a dog almost in his office all the time. He does the scared ones. That's what he's into, is the scaredy cats. So he has a bed in there, and, like, they spend the day in the office instead of in the kennels when they're, you know, when they're freaked out in the
that makes sense.
Kennels. Yeah,
sure.
We give them a lot of time to warm up, and that's definitely this guy. He would do best, though, with older children or, like, adults.
Sure.
Just because he is fearful, and that's, you know, the number one cause of bites is fear. A dog will bite you out of fear before it'll bite you out of aggression. It's just because they're scared and they, you know, that's, especially when you're a little tiny chihuahua, that's really the only thing he got going for you.
Wow.
This tiny little bite, but I don't think he would do.
Tiny little bites.
Yeah. I think since he's warmed up so much that we could even lower his, you know, rating.
Sure.
Because I think he's done really great. In the kennel, no, he was scared, so he doesn't want you to pick him up or get him. And now I went in this morning and I called for him and he ran right out of his bed and was jumped up on me, so he was ready to go.
He's ready to go. And now he's sitting back. He's calm. He's alert, too, as things are walking by.
Yeah,
things are walking by the studio.
He keeps
his ears up.
Just like my dog. Like, they're, like, almost identical in size and everything, except that he's a little blonder. Skippy also, I thought about for peanut butter, because that's about his color.
It is.
So maybe that's why he got his name, because he looks like Skippy Peanut Butter.
This is a good little dog for, maybe an older family, somebody that will, get around the house and wants to snuggle.
He's very quiet as well.
Is he good on the
leash? He is, yeah.
When you're 6 pounds, what is he going to do, pull you?
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
That's right.
He would do good even in an apartment living just because he's very quiet. He doesn't bark in the kennels at all.
Oh, okay.
He does very quietly whine if you are not holding him. And
I
want
heard
you to hold
I heard
him.
That earlier.
It's like a baby, and he'll let you know, and you have to pick him up.
He'll
try to get
elk
you
killers
him.
Into that now, into this groaning. You know, not barking, but kind of a...
a heavy sigh for a dog.
What are you doing?
Yeah, so we have a ton of things going on right now at Haven, and we're going to have a ton of things. I would like to encourage people to follow us on our Facebook page. It's really where we post a lot of our upcoming events, our spay and neuter specials, our adoption specials. So if you're interested in all things animal, I would definitely follow us on Facebook. There's some really great deals going on. Starting April 1st, we're doing $25 spay and neuter for pit bulls, a lot of people know that makes up about 70% of the animals in shelters.
A pity rippy.
Yeah, so you can let's put an end to unwanted litters. It's $25 for spay and neuter for that, and
that's right.
You can call and make an appointment, and there is a deposit that you pay the $20 at the time of making the appointment.
Sure.
Or $25, sorry.
That's a great deal, $25.
Yeah. Yep. So that starts on April 1st, and then we also have our kitten nursery baby shower. So if you've ever been to a kitten shower, it's really fun because it's like a baby shower, but it's for kittens. So. We are taking in a lot of orphans and neonates, which are very tiny kittens that are motherless, with our new kitten nursery. So we are looking for people to come and bring, just like you would at a normal baby shower, you bring your baby supplies.
Okay, now we're talking about bottles. We're talking about cat replacement milk, right?
Yes, we're talking about kitten replacement formula, KMRs,
KMR.
Which usually we use, yeah.
If you can't make it to the shower itself, well, by gosh, we'll take cases of KMR, and we'll take baby bottles.
And we have that all on our Facebook page on the event.
Can it be
event.
Like regular there's, baby bottles?
Yeah, some of them, but they're actually pretty easy to find, too. You don't have to go anywhere special for them. Walmart has a lot of the supplies that we need, that we're looking for. And it's things like cat toys. It's things like extra fuzzy blankets,
Sure.
Yeah. So we are going to be full force in our kitten nursery this year for the first time. Like, this is our actual all-the-way opening. Last year, we opened kind of late in the season just because of construction, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Again, everybody, you don't have to be able – if you can't go to the kitten shower, kitty shower.
Yeah.
Kitten shower. You can still get all the stuff and bring it down there just like you would, just like what Amy was talking about. I think we'll make a run. To get the what's it called again?
It's KMR.
KMR,
like the brand.
KMR.
Milk replacer. Yeah.
Yeah, and then little fuzzy blankets and baby bottles.
Baby bottles.
Did that include nipples?
Yeah, they come with like the little tiny nipples.
Okay.
And there's ones that are like syringes with tiny little. Those are for like tinier kids that need to be syringed.
We're a no-kill shelter for dogs.
Yes.
And we're pushing hard to become a no-kill shelter, period.
With the kitten nursery would help a lot because that's, neonates are really hard to take care of. And now that we have 24-hour care at the kitten nursery, we'll be able to save much more lives. So.
Okay. Yep. Hey, thank you so much. And don't forget about Skippy here. He is just a beauty. He's just sitting here just loving it.
He's a calm little guy.
He's a great guy. Hey, Amy. Thank you so much.
Of course. You guys have a great weekend.
You betcha. Hey, one of the things that always happens at our house, no matter all the crazy things that are going on, we always go to bed. and we use our Sleep Number bed. You know, our Sleep Number bed we've had now for 5 years. It is it's rated number one by J.D. Powers, the best mattress in the nation. But we just love this bed because Linda's Sleep Number setting is last night was 40. My Sleep Number setting last night was 65. You know, in this day of having to compromise and compromise and compromise, which you should do in a good marriage, when it comes to the firmness of our bed, we don't compromise, and we can change it. If it's been a tough day, you know, that maybe that mattress number drops a little bit. If it's, I've slept on it at 100% firmness, and it's still slept wonderfully. And right now, if you go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, you can save $500 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Everybody I know that has gone down there and bought one has not regretted it. Some of them have bought them for the whole family, kids too. So think about this Sleep Number. How much is a good night's sleep worth? All right, we'll be right back with One Safe Place. Right after these messages, 7:15 in the morning, it's 48 degrees. Maybe a little rain today. And it's going to start clearing for the weekend. I'll do my best to do the best I can. To keep my
feet from the ground. Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely. Fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got the day off because it's going to be Man Day here in a little while. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Christine Hixenbaugh and Cassara Nance from One Safe Place. And this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So, good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you know what? It's great and having you all here. First of all, you all represent one of the finest efforts in our city, in our community.
Thank you.
Maybe all in California. And what you all do for our community and for the people in our community that need help. So y'all are always welcome here. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
So April will start the Sexual Assault Awareness Month for us. That means that we will be all over, out and about in the community. We've got a handful of events going on that we're really excited to work with a lot of our community partners. We have actually taken on a brand new event for the prevention department. We're really excited. Christine, do you want to talk to us about Walk a Mile?
Absolutely. This year, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is going to be taking place downtown. It used to be up on Hilltop, but this year we're bringing it downtown, part of the revitalization efforts. You know, we want
to be down here.
Right.
Yeah,
down in the promenade.
Yeah, we used to. In your way, where do you see like 400 guys in back in those days dressed extravagantly in heels and all this, walking down around the promenade, making this long trek, and people driving through, like they're coming off 44 and they're coming someplace. You can't imagine the looks that we got. They did not know exactly what this meant.
Right.
They just saw like a whole bunch of guys in heels and, you know, painted toes for some of them because they were being paid to do that, for raising money.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
It was wild.
Uh-huh. And this year is our 12th year, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be shaking it up a little bit. We're going to be going up and around. Actually, we'll be passing right by you in the morning.
Whoa.
Probably around 11:15 is when we'll hit right in front of your spot.
Okay. Well, good. Dr. Patty Bay will be in here, and I'm sure she'll have some comments on that as they're going by.
It's going to be fun.
Okay.
We have different organizations and businesses in the downtown area that are going to do a variety of different projects as we're passing by.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be passing out coupons for a dollar off beers or, you know,
well, if
things
you walk
like that.
A mile in heels, it's probably pretty good to walk in and get a beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, after you walked in your heels and maybe sashayed a little bit, that having a beer there with the guys is good.
Yep. Some people will be handing out water. We're going to have first aid stands throughout the walk.
For people that fall off their heels or their slippers?
I mean, yeah, they take big diggers. We've seen it, right? We have some on video.
There's a couple of guys who've taken a tumble in the years past. And, you know, blisters are no joke. You've got to pop a Band-Aid on those.
Absolutely. As quickly as possible. You got to take care of that.
It's breaking me up, but I'm not. I've been in it. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
I had this one guy in front of me. He's wearing spike heels. And I'm going,
uh-oh.
I just watched him. I said, how long is he going to be able to go before he drops? Because he was carrying like a 2-year-old on his back or a 3-year-old on his back. Made it the whole way.
Wow. Yeah. Hey. Kudos to him.
Yeah, in spike heels. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh.
That's some practice. He must have done some practice.
He Googled. I don't even want to think about that. But, okay, maybe he does. Maybe he went out for went out on the town and, you know, dancing. Dancing would probably be good with it. But
you got to break in the shoes.
You don't have to wear heels, though.
No, you can definitely wear some slippers. Okay. Just some women's shoes. You know, you're walking a mile in her shoes, so we just try to encourage people to wear her shoes.
Her shoes.
Her shoes.
That's right.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear heels. You can wear slippers. You can wear, you know, Uggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Uggs count. My wife wears Uggs.
Uggs could count, yeah.
Uggs
but you know what?
Count.
Slippers are pretty difficult to walk a mile in, too.
Yeah, those. Oh, are they?
Yeah. Well, they slip off your feet.
That's why they call them slippers.
Yep.
How about flip-flops?
Sure.
You know what you're looking for? You're looking for like 1,000 guys out there, right?
Yeah. We want as much participation as possible.
You know what, guys? If you're not sure about what to wear on your feet, just show up.
Just show
because
up and participate.
This is for support for our women and for sexual assault awareness month.
Right. We don't really have the motivating factor of raising awareness or paying people to go. So this year it's really about standing up for something that you believe in. And as a community, I think it's really important that we all stand in solidarity against things like sexual assault.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not only it used to be like a big fundraiser. Now it's just show up, go for this mile walk, show the solidarity with people for sexual assault. Because, my friends, it's not just women that are being sexually assaulted out there.
Right. It's also men.
The rates on men are rising because I think they feel more comfortable also in reporting sexual assault.
Yeah. Which is a good thing that people are starting to report more.
We're trying to break down the stigma for men reporting because I think it's under 18. The statistic is 1 in 6 men.
Wow. Well, you know, and here's the thing is it's something that is that shouldn't be happening. I firmly believe that, you know, a real man, when you have your kids, or men when they have and raising their sons, should be raising their sons and talking about this. You know, things you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
things that you may see in movies that may seem like cool, you know, but it's not cool. Mm-hmm. It's not cool.
And this gives people the safe space to learn more and kind of carry that conversation into back home to the dinner table, you know.
Yeah.
Being
and
able to just talk about it.
It's one of those things that, probably we shouldn't be talking about this over the pork roast. But yes, this
right,
is something
yeah,
you should be
like,
talking
yeah.
about. Yeah.
Absolutely. Tell me about your experience, you know, with your dating relationship. Let's talk about it. It's really important to be able to talk about that with your kids. And this really adds sort of like a lighthearted approach to being able to enter into that conversation and then get the ball rolling and really talk about it and be serious with your loved ones.
It's kind of a lighthearted event, but it's about something that's real serious. And
right.
that's good if it does open up the communication channels
on
this. It's surprising how many people don't realize sexual assault, what it is, you know, how it occurs, that drinking is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And for things like that. So.
Yeah. And it doesn't just affect the person who is a survivor who it happened to. Right. It also affects their family, their other loved ones, the people who care about them. So that's everybody. It affects everybody.
Yeah, it does. The whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, the thing is that you read about it all the time. And you know, it's a lot of times it's like the big headlines. And in some cases, and you know, terribly so, it was like with you know, it'll make the headlines and go, and then you find out in that one case. It didn't happen. So everybody then, I mean, the amount of damage that one case does for all the other people that are truly sexually assaulted is just magnified. You know, so now, you know, people go, oh, you know, is it tough? I mean, in your all's experience, when somebody comes in and they tell you I've been sexually assaulted, but they're afraid to go forward because they're afraid people won't believe them.
Well, we at One Safe Place, we don't have judgment. We don't have expectation, right?
Right.
We're just there to meet people where they are at and help them from that point forward, whether they need counseling, whether they just need to process what happened, if they need emergency shelter, if they're trying to get out of that relationship, we just meet them where they're at.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah. Well, look, let's take a little quick break here, and we'll be right back with One Safe Place, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, keeping your loved ones safe in their homes, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. It's Sharon Clark. She does a great job at it, and her people are just outstanding. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. These are the people that we insist handle the HVAC in our house. Voted best in the North State, over 25 years in the business, better-known business. Martin and Pam are just great people. They do a great job for you at very fair prices. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, I'm here with Christine Hixenbaugh and Cassara Nance from One Safe Place. And, of course, we've got this coming up on April 12th is Walk a Mile in Their Shoes.
13th. April 13th.
Walk a Mile in Their Shoes. Yeah. Well, you can start. You can practice a day early.
Mm-hmm,
it's going to be right downtown. If you know where the old police station is, was right there, that's where it's going to start. It's called now. It's called California Street Labs. And it was bought, and it's right down at the address is 1313 California Street, but it's the old, where the old police station was. And it's right across from the old Blue House, and it's right behind the our station here. So if you come to KCNR and you can't see it, just walk around the back, and I promise you, you'll find a bunch of people standing there and getting ready for this walk. What time does everybody have to be there?
We're asking people to come in, and originally, you know, it was a registration.
Yeah.
And now we're asking people to sign liability waivers. So that is so necessary.
Just in case they take a tumble.
Where we've gotten to, you know, in case you trip on your heels.
Mm-hmm.
And you participate.
Somebody else's bike. Right?
Right. Something goes. And there's a sprint at the end. See who can be first in their high heels.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a long stretch there at the end.
That's right.
It's going to be interesting.
You know, and the sidewalks are not exactly, smooth in every place. Okay. Tell us what else. Y'all have other things going on, too. During April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And there's a lot of things going on to kind of let the community think more about it than you might ordinarily.
Yeah, so out at the college, we're actually hosting our annual Take Back the Night. That's going to be on Wednesday, April 3rd. It starts at 7:30, and we have a tentative in for it at about 10 p.m. It's going to be right out in the quad. Mm-hmm. And as it's an evening event, we're going to have additional lighting out there for folks. So Take Back the Night, if you don't know what it is, haven't heard about it, haven't been to one, it's a candlelight vigil in March in solidarity against sexual violence. Together, we can recognize and raise awareness about violence while still honoring survivors. During the evening, there's going to be some campus and community partners out there in the quad, and they're going to be discussing ways to break the silence and erode the current cultural and social norms that contribute to sexual violence. And the evening will end in a survivor speak out. This is really powerful for a lot of folks because sometimes this is the first time that survivor is actually sharing their story. And they can do it in whatever way they find empowering. So sometimes it's just a story from the heart, telling what happened and their experience and how it made them feel. Sometimes they choose to do it through spoken word or any other platform that they can use to express themselves.
Okay. We talked about 1 in 6 males under the age of 18 have been sexually assaulted. What about females? What about women? What are the statistics? Do we have just? I know it's not fair asking a question out of blue, but.
Right. It's a 1 in 3.
1 in 3.
And sometimes it's also higher on college campuses, too.
And especially
with
the
college
campuses.
For a lot of folks, it's their first experience outside of the home. They're in a completely new environment, and they're encouraged to go outside of their comfort zone, meet new people, do different things. But at the same time, they're getting the mixed messaging of, no, don't go out. Don't be around new people. Don't drink, don't be alone, but go be alone. So there's a lot of mixed messaging surrounding how to stay safe on college campuses, but we're working to change that.
Well, the culture there is, and you're absolutely right. It's the first time many of them have been, there's no governing on them except they're self-governing. Because of the fact they have, you know, when they're living at home, they had to be home at a certain time. Most people do. Most people had to do certain things. But now, I remember I don't even remember the first semester of my college because I was making up for lost time, I thought. I mean, I was all of 18. I knew everything back then.
Yep, you can't wait to be an adult.
Oh, can't wait. And then you find out that you're not an adult really until you're like 40.
Mm-hmm.
So you two have got a long way to go. Yeah. Okay. That's really good information. Are there programs in high school talking about this?
Yeah, well, we have a couple. We have one at UPrep called Club No More, and we have Change the Culture Club at Shasta High School.
Okay.
We chat
this
with
is something that should be,
that.
I believe, should be in every high school.
We wish we had the capacity to be in every high school.
If nothing else, at least a couple times a year for seminars.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And, you know, just have people rotate through the do the wherever they have their big things, auditorium, whatever it is. And like maybe even David Marr Theaters had people cycle through.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just talk about this is what it is. And this, hey, guys, this is not cool if a girl's drunk and or vice versa. So,
yeah, Shasta College is lucky to have Kasara. She's on campus 4 days a week. I am there Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I share a building with campus safety, so I'm all the way out by Cal Fire. My office is 5012, and I'm usually there on site from 7 to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And she's there to talk with anybody who has an issue, wants to process something. If something happened, they have privilege, too. So, you know, they have her full confidentiality, and they can talk to her about anything.
Well, you know, that when you talk about it, I mean, when you talk about it to large groups of people, do you feel an impact that's happening, or is it kind of like, oh, that can't happen to me, or I wouldn't do that, or I would never do that?
I think it's a mixed bag. It really depends on the individual themselves and how educated they are.
I've really seen some changes in the classrooms that I go out under the Shasta Cares team, which is Campus Advocacy Resources and Education for Safety.
Mm-hmm.
The classes there and the students that we speak to are really eager to be involved in our presentations now. They're mm-hmm. asking some really thought-provoking questions. They're looking at their own actions now, like, okay, hey, what have I done or not done that's supported rape culture here on campus? Oh, my friend told a rape joke and I just kind of laughed uncomfortably. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be a spark for change here. So they're really grabbing a hold of the power that they have to make a change. It's really inspiring to see.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know how much power they do have in
absolutely
and not accepting that joke, right?
Yeah.
Saying, no, hey, dude, that wasn't cool. Or, we don't talk like that here.
You know, when we teach self-defense, one of the first things we teach is an aggressive, an explosive even, word called stop.
Right.
You know, when somebody's coming at you and you don't want them in your space, hand goes out. Well, in this case, hand goes out with a loud, forceful stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it works almost every time. And because it's really clear what you're saying, and I'm sure that, you know, in some of the situations, but something like that, you know, for people that are getting in that situation, because now you're taking control back of your space. And I'm sure that's what you teach people, you know, but it's tough. It's tough when they're kids, you know, when they're teenagers and stuff. Cassandra, you run into that all the time, Cassandra.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're really trying to encourage folks to do is start talking about consent early. Consent doesn't always have to be a sex talk. Consent is something small that you can teach little kiddos. Like, hey, can I have a hug? Oh, you said no. That's okay. Maybe later. Or like, oh, you said that I can give you a hug? Oh, my gosh, come here. It's like, hey, can I borrow your pencil? And that way, checking in and getting consent in our daily lives is so normal. Why wouldn't you do it for sex? You get consent for everything else.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I've stopped being the not that I was ever a big hugger, but I've stopped like just reaching out. Mm-hmm. I wait till somebody reaches at me, then I'm more than happy to have a hug. But you know, some people it's really uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. for whatever reason. So I've stopped. You know. I've been hugged more in living in Reading than I've ever been in my life, by the way. I mean, this is a town of huggers.
Yeah.
This is a town of huggers.
A lot of love
here. Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a lot of love here. Okay. We got just a couple minutes. And I want to bring you all back in again early on this month to talk about some of the other things that are going on. Because you've got, you know, Take Back the Night.
And that's
going to be on.
That is happening on April 3rd from 7:30 to 10, and it's out in the quad at Shasta College.
Is that for everybody?
It's for everybody. And if anyone would like to volunteer to help us with the event, set up, take down the event, they can attend one of our volunteer meetings, which will be on Friday, March 29th at 12. So today at 12, go to the Campus Safety Building.
Okay.
Let them know you want to volunteer for Take Back the Night.
That's right. And anybody can go to that.
Absolutely. It's open to the whole community.
Okay.
And then on April 5th, downtown at the Dip, we're going to be having a benefit show with a variety of different wonderful
local artists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. The dip's got to be big there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big deal.
Okay.
We'll have a raffle, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Christina Hixenbaugh and Kassira Nance, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. And we're going to have you on early next month to talk about it some more, that we can get more people involved with this. You know, some people say, oh, you know, like my child would never do that. Well, you don't know. Or my daughter would tell me if she'd been assaulted. Maybe
likely
not.
Actually not.
And see, that's where we want to go maybe into the next time is how for parents to talk to their kids.
There you go.
Okay, so when we come back next time, it's how do parents talk to their kids? How do we bring it back? Yeah. So we're going to have you back on very soon.
Good.
Okay, 7:45 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there on Friday the 29th. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. It's time of the year that men gather and do things that men do. And not anything we've been talking about here. We're talking about hunting, fishing, and these things as the spring starts. We'll be right back after these messages.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson Speak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson Speak Performance.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Wendell Stout's listening to us right now on the air. He said, who's that painter? Who's that painter? Well, I'll get you all that information here, Wendell, at a break here. But this portion of the show brought to you by our buddies over at... I've already done these. I'm just kind of whipping through your Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy Maxwell is just really a cool person. All of her people know what they're doing. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, helping everybody since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. She handles our insurance. Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial. Now, it's taken me a while to get the experts all in one spot at one time. But I'm here with Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ted Leidy. Who,
nice
of course,
to be here.
Is the owner of Northern Firearms Instruction and licensed guide here in the state of California.
Yes.
Perry Cremains, Just for Hunting, among other things that he does. He owns that company and used to be with Skyway. Is that right? Skyway.
That's right. Good morning, Mr. Bott.
How are you? And Skyway, of course, was the factory that made the tough wheels.
Tough wheels.
So long in this area here sold internationally.
40 years in Reading.
40 years, and then they were made an offer they couldn't refuse.
We'd like to think so.
Yeah.
We still have some involvement, and trust me, if you spent 40 years creating perfection and offered it to someone else to try to duplicate it, it's really not that easy of a process, and we're working on that, recreating that perfection in a different location.
Yeah, because the company, and it's not a political statement, but it kind of is when you all worked really hard to keep it right here. I mean, worked really hard.
Oh, absolutely.
And the company just kept looking at them and going, we're not staying in California. But what if we did this? What if we did this? We're not staying in California. But what about this? Look at this. We're not staying in California. You guys are crazy out there.
Yeah.
That is true.
And they moved the plant to?
Baldwin, Mississippi, which is a suburb of Tupelo.
So you get to spend a lot of time out there.
I had, but I'm not now. So we're progression is good there. So after 15 weeks in the last couple years, I'm home more now, which is great for my wife and the dogs.
And trust me, for years, decades, the Chinese were trying to pull you all over there.
Oh,
why don't you put a factory here? Yeah, right.
and we tried all that. We tried manufacturing, doing some molding in China, in Europe, and it just, you couldn't duplicate the United States effort in the Made in America. People just, they understood that Made in America really meant something, and it still does, thank goodness.
Still does. That's right. And then, of course, we have Dustin Jantz, and Dustin is the guy behind the outdoor show we have here right down at the Civic.
That's Reading right. Sportsman's yeah. Expo.
Reading yeah. Sportsman's Expo. So tell us a little bit about you, because these guys are going to hang around for a little bit.
Well, we created this event about 4 years ago, back in 2016. So it's just something that encompasses everything that I enjoy to do, and a lot of guys and girls like to do this in, you know, the North State. So we have everything from hunting, fishing, camping, everything that encompasses for, like, an outdoor
adventure, you know, sports,
yeah,
and
exactly.
stuff. Kayaking, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, exactly. Hunting gear, fishing gear,
everything we have here in the North State.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, everything that people come up here to do, even if it's for a couple of weeks. How many people have I met that when they were kids were brought up here and they were on the houseboats or they did things out here, they fished or what something, they ended up here in the North State because it's so cool. Yeah. Now, how many vendors do you have?
Currently, we're at about 150.
And the only reason he doesn't have 160 is why?
because there's no more space.
So. Dustin has sold this place out. And if you have not been there, and I've been there before, it's a wonderful opportunity to see what's going on. There's and also, let's just say coupons and things like that that are there.
Correct. There's
the
all
show.
Kinds of raffles. We have a big raffle benefiting the Wings of Angels. So. And everybody that comes into the show gets a free entry for, like, a Green Mountain Grill. We have a free kayak we're giving away. So there's all kinds of prizes, thousands of prizes for anybody that walks in the door.
Thousands. Yeah. Plus, like I said, people are giving probably discounts on a lot of the things that they're selling.
Oh, absolutely.
That they're selling,
you know,
and offering.
ATVs, RVs, boats, they're all discounted at the show.
I tell you, I've been in a lot of places. I've been in Humvees rolling down IED Alley and a few other places like that. But the closest I think I came to being killed was riding with Lighty in his ATV.
What's the problem? What's the problem here?
Can it really go at that angle? And he goes, well, we'll find out. So,
oh, yeah.
And then, of course, Perry going across a river one time, and I'm holding the rifles up because the water was above our knees. I said, doesn't this thing, and we're floating to the next spot. So
that's an everyday occurrence. That's an everyday occurrence on Old and South Calcutta.
But hey, you know, it's close doesn't count, only in horseshoes and, as you know, hand grenades.
That's right.
Yeah. But we do have a buddy that is known for swamping his vehicle.
Oh,
yeah, every time he crosses it, just about it's a lot. It's a big toe bill. he knows who he is. I hope he's listening.
Yeah,
shooter.
Hey, Dustin, what do you do when you're not doing this? I mean, this is once a year. So what do you do?
Well, I do this. I also promote the Chico Sportsman's Expo, which was supposed to happen in February, but due to the campfire, we had to cancel the show. Yeah, it was the best option available.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. You know what? The people that were hurt directly by the campfire and the car fire, you know, we feel so much for them. But that that ever widening circle of the impact on those fires, like just like you had there. I mean, let's face it, you put this on, and you know, you do it to one is to let everybody know the stuff out there, but it's also to make money. I mean, we're all capitalists here, and we love that. But other things too. When you look out on the, I have friends that have a houseboat business, and I went out there in August on that lake, and it was tough out there on that lake. And I was one of the few houseboats that were out there, but the kids were here and they love it. So those fires had a severe impact on the outdoor recreation business here for last summer and even into February, March. So anyway, great. So when you come here, what do we expect when you walk in?
Through at the expo?
Yeah.
Oh man, just a variety of, you know, activities, and it's definitely a family event too. So we have all kinds of, you know, games for the kids, archery tag, zip line. We have, you know, climbing wall, all kinds of things for the kids. Then we have a beer garden, all kinds of food. Then it's just a variety of outdoor activities.
Spend all day there?
Absolutely.
Is there an admission price?
Yes, $5 for adults, 12 and under are free. Then on Sunday, veterans are free.
All right. Now, this is something that you can just walk into and tell your loved one, I'll be back later. Then it'll be later, sometimes much.
It is an all-day event. Yeah. I mean, it is a large – and Reading needed this. I mean, I you know, I'm glad Dustin came across it, and you know, he's from a family of promoters, so he kind of had it in there, but this event is the kind of event that you see in larger cities like San Francisco and Sacramento, and that he brought to Reading. And it is an all day event, and I know vendors that are coming from way down south to come up here and go ahead and set up their booth. And it's just, you know, move from one booth to the next to the next and look at taxidermy mounts and just kind of visit with everybody. It's got a good feel. It's got a safe feel. The demographic there is great. The NWTF.
Yeah, they're bringing their BB gun range for the kids.
Yeah,
too.
We've got the BB gun range coming for the kids. So, you know, it's just a really, really great event. I've exhibited there for the last few years, and I actually taught a class there during the expo, and just a really, really good place to exhibit. And, Dustin, you know, my hat's off to you just being a good businessman and easy to work with.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, now, when are the dates again?
So it's April 6th and 7th, and the times are from 9 a.m. to 5 on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 on Sunday.
Okay, so we're there. So yeah. that's just next weekend.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so Just for Hunting will be there as well with a booth. Ted will be there with his booth. And Dustin actually has another company he works with, Out West Outdoors. They'll be there. So really quantifies the what we're talking about here, that the North State is a destination for recreation.
It is. And, you know, the fires that were last year. Now let's look at this year. One, those lakes are going to be full. There's not going to be fires, so they're looking at a big year already. I think they're starting to hear things from people. And this is a good way to kick it all off right here at the Outdoor Expo here that we're having with that Dustin Chance, who's with us today, is it's his baby.
Yep.
Is now, he's a toddler. Well, he's running now, right? He's like 4 years old. He's running around the house, running crazy. Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got some more stuff we want to be talking about. But Dustin, thanks a lot. Good luck on this weekend. Like I said, it's $5 to get in, but if you're 12 and under, bring that child with you. Bring that kid with you. And more families are getting involved in all of these sports. So this is a family event.
Veterans free on Sunday.
We'll be right back.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The third time was not the charm for Brexit, after all. The latest vote, the third vote on a Brexit plan in the British Parliament, has failed. And this leaves the date and the terms of the UK's departure from the European Union up in the air. Ride-hailing service Lyft making its trading debut today. The shares priced at $72 for the IPO. And while Lyft has yet to turn a profit, analyst Alejandro Ortiz says the ride-hailing industry shows incredible promise.
We estimate gross bookings to be $400 billion by 2021. That's no small number.
Lyft rival Uber to launch its IPO next month. Federal judge striking down a small business health care plan widely touted by the Trump administration.
The district judge rejected what are known as association health plans that allowed groups of small businesses to band together to provide health coverage, saying they are clearly an end run around protections required by the Affordable Care Act. The plans provided low-cost coverage without all the benefits required by Obamacare. The ruling comes just 2 days after the president announced his administration would join a number of states in seeking to overturn the Affordable Care Act.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Americans spent a tiny bit more in January. Consumer spending up 0.1%. Incomes up 0.2% in February.
The Commerce Department says the weak gain in consumer spending followed a 0.6% decline in December that represented the biggest one-month drop in more than 9 years. The 0.2% advance in incomes in February came after a 0.1% decline the month before. Many analysts believe the economy has entered a soft patch and that growth is significantly slower in the current quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks higher on Wall Street, the Dow up about 105 points, the S&P better by 8, the NASDAQ Composite Index up 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Chinese tech giant Huawei says last year's sales surpassed $100 billion despite U.S. pressure on American allies to shun the company as a security threat.
A privately owned company said it expects more large-scale rollouts of the next generation 5G mobile equipment this year. But that will be challenging after the U.S., Australia and parts of Europe blocked the firm over national security concerns. A U.K. government oversight body criticized Huawei in a report on Thursday. The firm is also sitting at the heart of the ongoing trade war between China and the U.S. Huawei insists it is the victim of a political campaign, though.
The BBC's Robin Brandt. A man who survived New Zealand's mosque attacks told a crowd of about 20,000 people that he forgives the terrorist who killed his wife and 49 others, spoke at a national remembrance service held in Christ Church, commemorating those who died in the attacks 2 weeks ago. News and analysis at townhall.com. South Korea's president travels to the U.S. next month, hoping to jumpstart the stalled talks with North Korea.
Officials say South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning a summit with President Trump aimed at reviving nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. This will be their first meeting since Trump's second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un collapsed over sanctions. South Korea is pushing to expand ties and business dealings with the North, but that won't work unless Pyongyang takes significant steps toward denuclearization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The head of a Philippine online news site says her arrest was an attempt to muzzle independent media and other critics of President Duterte. Maria Ressa was taken into custody after arriving at Manila's International Airport from a trip to the U.S. Her arrest warrant was for an alleged investment law violation. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 128. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:05 in the morning. The news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 29th of March, the last Friday in March, we're here in April already. Sue, what's the weather look like?
Today, you can expect scattered showers. There's a 40% chance of rain and a high of 63 and a low of 42. Good news for tomorrow, though, sunny and a high of 71, lows dropping down to 46. Increasing clouds for Sunday, however, partly sunny with a high of 74 and scattered showers expected for Sunday night. Heading into Monday, though, back to work or back to school, you can expect more rain in the valley and a high of 66 degrees. Overnight lows dropping down in the 50s. More rain expected for Monday night. In downtown Reading, it's mostly cloudy and it's 46 degrees.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that provides for so many thousands of people. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's discounts for seniors and veterans. Let's go to the phones. Joe, good morning. What's our fitness tip?
Hey, good morning, Carl. Our fitness tip is 3 tips on building muscle.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I don't know how much more muscle I can pack on this frame, though, buddy. These bones, these bones are, you know, I think there's something. I know what, I know you had to move the, I know you had to open up the doors when I came in because of the breadth of my shoulders, but,
You got bolder shoulders, buddy.
Okay. Twisted steel and sex appeal, Carl. That's what I tell people about you. Twisted steel and sex appeal.
And soon to be the movie. Okay.
That's right.
Carl has a radio body.
Yeah.
It's anything I want it to be. Okay, Joe, I'm sorry. I'm here with a bunch of guys.
We're going to lose about a pound of muscle a year, which that can be an ugly scene. And we lose functionality. We want to be functional. So strength training needs to be a big piece of our overall exercise program. So I've got 3 tips on how to build that muscle. One is to dedicate 2 days a week, probably a 25-minute to a 45-minute session, 2 days a week to it. And that really, that if you want to just say it, keep it lean and mean and efficient, that's probably all you need. The second tip is to use medium weights, not heavy weights, but just a medium weight in a repetition range of about 8 to 12. That seems to be the sweet spot. And by keeping the reps higher like that, it keeps the weight from being heavy and dangerous to your joints. And keep the rest periods real short, like less than a minute between your sets. So that would be the second tip. And then the third one is just slowly progress the intensity. That could be the weight or that could be the number or progress the volume. That volume is weight times reps times sets. So just slowly making progressions over a period of about 4 to 8 weeks. After 8 weeks, just blow it up, start over, get new exercises, keep it fresh and kind of keep your body guessing. The fourth bonus tip is, if this all sounds really confusing, hire me, hire a personal trainer for a few sessions to kind of help you put it all together. It's not complicated, but sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming for somebody. So get going on those two days a week, and it will really pay great dividends.
Okay, hey, Joe, I've got a question from somebody in the chat room here. They said, ask Joe about over-the-counter testosterone supplements.
I would stay away from them myself. You know, if you're going to do something like that, do it through your physician. And you know, it's a legitimate thing to do as you age, but your doctor should be able to tell you when it's time, and that's based on blood testosterone levels.
Yeah, that's right, because there can be changes in your blood from taking testosterone.
Right. I probably wouldn't mess with it on your own. I'd keep that.
Yeah, this is something you need.
Professional care.
Okay. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Hello? Joe must have said goodbye.
He was between reps. He didn't have time to sit around and talk to
one
slackers.
Minute. That's right.
One minute rest.
What I did when I'm working out, of course, at Adams is what I do is I had a trainer with me for four sessions to help make sure everything was burned in. I had the right everything was working right, and then now it's on my own, so it's a lot easier. You go in there to Adams's and they give you a clipboard and your workout routine, and you can just run through it, be in and out of there in less than an hour. And get a good workout in. Okay.
I'm still looking for that losing a pound a year for age.
Yeah,
it takes a lot more work to lose that pound, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, what happened? Hey, of course, I'm here with Ted Leidy and Perry Cremains. Ted's got Northern Firearms Instruction, and Perry's got Just for Hunting. But we're here also with Ryan Spilt. And Ryan is one of the few taxidermists in the whole area. Here and tell us a little bit about taxidermy, Ryan. I mean, most people see your creations, and tell us about your company, and tell us about how you got into this, how you get into taxidermy.
So I used to do refrigeration, and I got hurt, so I came up with an idea. You know, this is something I could do. I love hunting. My family loves hunting. We do it all together. And started doing this as a hobby, and it turned into a business. And everyone that I do the work for loves the work, and they enjoy the piece that they end up with.
It is a truly a work of art. I mean, it's like any sculptor, any great artist that uses oil and canvas. Your field is using, well, you use molds, but you also use the skin of the animals, or am I wrong about that?
Well, you have the foam,
uh-huh.
And it doesn't come exact, so you have to carve it to make it exactly the way their animal was mm-hmm. when they harvest it. So then when they get their trophy back, they see it, and they go, oh, wow, it looks exactly the way it was when I first saw it. And they're really impressed.
Okay, now how do you do like a turkey? Because this is turkey season, as we all know, and we're all just crazy about turkeys here. How do you do a turkey? If I shoot a turkey, what should I do if I want to have it mounted?
First thing you do is freeze it or bring it straight to me.
Okay.
And then what I do is I'll skin it out, mm-hmm. and then I'll prep the hide, uh-huh. the hair, you know, the fur, or not fur, feathers.
Right.
And then it's about placing the feathers in the right spot to make it the way you want it.
Right.
So they, you know, you come and tell me you want strut or you want gobble or you want it flying. Everything, it's different. Every single one is different. You know, you got to have all the feathers in the right spot and clean them thoroughly and make sure that when you get it, it's beautiful.
Well, I've seen in Lighty's man room there, he's got three full-size turkey mounts, clean one that's...
One of them's Perry's. One of them's Perry's. The flying one is Perry's.
Yeah, but why isn't it over
not anymore?
why isn't it over at your house, Perry?
Because his wife kicked it out.
Because, like you're saying, spatially, it just doesn't fit.
Yeah, so now it's in my man room. It hasn't quite found a home yet, but it is in there.
I was in there looking at it, and he says, hey, you know what? You don't have one. And I thought, this thing's making the rounds.
Yeah, I'll deliver it to your house today, Carl.
We just put it right there over the... I told Luna we could put it right over the fireplace.
Thing's got a 6-foot wingspan.
We'll put it right over the fireplace. You know, when people walk in, I mean, what else will they talk about?
That turkey, yeah.
That turkey actually lived in my office at Skyway for 25 years.
Oh, there we go.
What's the hardest thing, Ryan, when you're doing this? Do people get weird?
No, not really. You know, when they bring them in, they have an idea. And sometimes they go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm bugging you. It's like, no, it's this is your idea. You have an idea. I will create it. So if you want me to do something, even if I can't buy the forms,
mm-hmm.
just create the form.
Okay.
And then I make it the way they want it.
You are an artist.
Yep.
No. This man's a full-blown artist. Wait till you see what he's created. Now, what's the name of your company?
It's NorCal Booner, and then I just recently purchased Artistic Wildlife Creations.
Mm-hmm. So
I'll be moving there next week.
That's on Lloyd Lane and Anderson.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and so if you want to have something that, you know, that means a lot to you, you know, you can will literally last for generations, too.
Yeah, it'll last a lifetime.
Yeah, your lifetime and probably a lifetime of somebody behind you there.
Well, and the other thing is, if it starts to, you know, because, I mean, it is an animal, it is real, except for the form underneath. If it starts to, kind of come apart on you or whatever, you can take it back to him and he can refurb it for you. In fact, I think I'm going to get a turkey to you this morning and I'm going to have you refurb it. So,
yeah.
Right? So.
And I do back up all my stuff. It should not fall apart. There's no reason why they should fall apart. So,
well, that turkey's 25 years old, and it's been moved. It's got some broken feathers.
It didn't fall apart.
I broke it.
It wasn't done by you either.
No.
Okay,
no, that's true.
We've got to run, but what is the largest animal you've ever done?
Oh, shoot. Life-size bear, life-size pigs, you know, very large bear. So,
Where did it go to, you know? Back to somebody's house?
Or? Yeah, it's in Stockton. The guy loves it. I'm actually going to go pick it up tomorrow, so, for the show.
Wow, you're here. Bringing it down.
Yeah.
That's just great. Okay, Ryan Spilt, if you're looking for somebody that's a true artist in what he does, it's Ryan Spilt, and you can get a hold of him at?
It's 530-941-1133.
And you can reach him under NorCal Booner Taxidermy and Guide Service, or soon to be Artistic Wildlife Creations at 1831 Lloyd Lane in Anderson.
And you'll be in that building when?
Be in there next week.
Right on.
But you will be down at the outdoor.
Yes,
Sportsman's Expo.
Sportsman's Expo.
You could also look that up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can look up NorCal Booner Taxidermy on, .com.
Nice. We've got to run, but my son-in-law has a porcupine frozen.
No.
And he wants to put it on an aspen tree.
Oh, that'd be a neat
one. You
know,
climbing an aspen tree. He's down in New Mexico. No, he's already got several mounts. When he and I went antelope hunting, he got a good sized antelope. And we stopped on the way back through in Colorado to some guy. And it was like 2 years later before he got it because, you know, a good taxidermist like Ryan here, he get backed up, but you keep moving 12 hours a day, right?
Yeah, I keep them going, and some people get really surprised when I call them up 2 months later and say it's done.
Yeah, because this one, I think one of the reasons it took a long time, the guy charged an awful lot of money, so, you know. but this porcupine thing, I'm asking my daughter, what do you think about a porcupine in your living or in your television room going up an aspen tree? And she just shakes her head. She goes, he's a damn fine husband. So, there you go.
If I can suggest anything, and trust me, with just for hunting, we skin a lot of animals. And if you think you're really good at skinning, you probably are, but, you know, you can mess it up. So if you have the chance at all, take it to Ryan and let him do the work so it's going to be perfect when you get it back.
Just field dress it and bring it by.
And if you ever want to know, just come on down and I'll show you how to do it. I don't mind doing that. If someone wants to know how to do it right, I'll teach them.
Okay, that's Ryan Spilt, Artistic Wildlife Creations. You can get him on Facebook. He's going to be moving down to Lloyd Lane here in Anderson next week, but you can see him at the Sportsman's Expo this weekend.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health and is fully accredited chest pain center. It's one of the top 50 in the nation. Let's just say that. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, community, and compassion. We'll be right back. 8:18 in the morning, 49 degrees. May or may not rain today. We're never sure.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus.
Welcome back to the 3-5 Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Man Day today.
Man Day.
This portion of the show brought to you by the men and women of Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Formed in 1967. I mean, this has been around this town for that long. They're an employee-owned company. Bill Casparino, Dana, all the employees they have here. They have a program for the. It's called a CFN, Fleetwide Fueling Network, which allows their users to use this in 57,000 card-activated fuel sites throughout the nation. Then every month they give you a list of, you know, where you spend it. So if you have it for your employees, like here we, you know, we have our employees use our gas card when they're, you know, using it for the station and all this. And every month we get a, we know who's using it, how much, and all of that. Now, the other thing that happens is if you're using it all around here and then all of a sudden it shows up someplace else, they'll give us a call. And they did when I used this, when Ted and I headed to Nevada. Remember, we were in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Remember that? Middle
mm-hmm.
of nowhere. Everything yep. was closed down, but one gas pump, and it took my CFN card.
What was the name of that town? Riley or?
Something, but it was in the middle of Nevada.
Oh, yeah, it was in Nevada. Nothing. There wasn't a thing
The only thing
open.
We left there was we couldn't even go in there to, I mean, there's nothing open.
not one of those spaces where places where the spaceships land, is it?
Well, you know, it was close to that.
Yeah, it was probably out there.
Close to that because it went to Perth. You know.
Yeah. Hey, you just made something back here. You've got this new coffee. And you know what? I am a coffee aficionado. So you bring in coffee, it's like, oh, it's like an offering here.
You know, it's fortunately, Just for Hunting now is the Western distributor for it's called Hunter's Blend Coffee, and it's a direct to the farmer purchase. So what these folks have done is they go direct to the farmers in Nicaragua, direct to the farmers in Thailand. They buy the coffee, eliminating that middle person that's usually a broker, you know, and these brokers, they're not funding what we want to do. Conservation groups, hunting, fishing, recreation, they're all about themselves and making their dollar. So by going direct to the farmer, Hunter's Blend Coffee, they're giving more money to the farmer, allowing them to have local jobs in these countries that have the coffee. As well, they're taking the extra dollars and putting them towards conservation and hunting. And I'll tell you, this coffee, you know, I drink coffee every day. And it's my wife and I both, the first cup we had, it was almost like just soothing. It's so smooth, and just the cause behind it itself is just wonderful.
It's okay. Brewing right now, right?
Brewing right now.
Oh, I can hardly wait to have some.
We'll find it. Okay, yeah. Now, Perry Cremains, Just for Hunting, and Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction. Perry, tell us about your company.
Well, Just for Hunting, so I grew up here in the North State, moved up here in 1968, not to date myself or anything.
Yeah, you moved up here when he was 40.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, if you move to the North State and you do not participate in recreation, something's wrong. You're missing out on the biggest offering we have here. And I'm not saying hunting. Just for Hunting is we're a hunting business, an outfitter. But we sell products, too. We'll be at the expo with the rest of these folks, and we'll be pouring this coffee as well as offering hunts and some other products. But the business itself, it's just, you know, growing up here, you kind of just go over and over and over with the hunting, and you become efficient and good at it. And there's a time where, you know, you really don't need to go out and harvest a critter every time you're out. You just want to go out and enjoy the outdoors. But in doing that, you want to share it with someone else. You know, the idea behind Just for Hunting is to have an adventure that everybody can experience. And of course, if you're paying for a guided hunt, you know, we understand, you know, success is paramount. But at the same time, we have folks that come out and, you know, they just, for some reason, the hunt just doesn't end in success of a harvest, but they still have a great time, and they can tell a story about their adventure. And Carl was over there shaking his arms. He's one of those guys. You know what?
Let me just say that I've gone hunting with probably two of the best hunters in, well, if I say California, that's probably two of the best hunters anywhere. And we've gone out after a pig. And there's something about me and pigs, I guess, that is. And I mean, we've gotten so close to them that the smell is so overpowering. But because of where we hunt, and here's where we get into our conservation and the rule following is you don't shoot the sows. You just shoot the boar hogs. Well, if the grass is a little high, you can't tell. And instead of, oh yeah, I mean, I'm 99% sure that that's a boar. We're not going to shoot. But the going up and down the hills, being out there, is just the event, and I can take it over because I'm starting to share my event, you know, my love for the outdoors and not harvesting things to the people I take out on the Jake turkey hunters.
Yeah, exactly.
My group, Jerry and his son Aiden, two really really fine people. We have videos of them 10 feet away. But the shot just wasn't there. They had such a great time. They're going to be doing this for a long time. So it's not the harvest. It's the experience that you're out there with.
And, you know, it's up to us as experienced hunters to ensure that if you're going to take a shot, it's an ethical shot. It's the right animal, you know. So Perry owns the outfitter, and I'm one of his guides, right? Yeah. And he'll tell you that if you shoot a sow hog, number one, it's going to be a very difficult conversation with him. And if you do it a few times, you're probably going to get kicked off the guide team. So we make sure that we don't do that. But ethically, And from a conservation standpoint, it makes sense because we're here to conserve. We're here to conserve the resource. We're not here to wipe it out or anything like that. What's paramount is the adventure and the experience. And I can tell you this right now: I've never been to the woods ever, whether we harvested an animal, which we do a lot, or not. It wasn't an incredible time for me, filled with memories.
Yeah, positive experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that your I guess you could call it your success ratio for bringing your hunter, because people come in from all over to hunt.
Absolutely.
Right here, and you know, and this is something else. We got to take a break from that. This is another thing that people don't realize. We talk about trout fishing here. I mean, like 10,000-12,000 people coming right through the fly shop come here every year to trout fish. We're talking about people coming up here for hunting, and the hunting areas up here are probably in the thousands of people that come up here. And how much money does that bring to our region?
Oh, it's millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
No question.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a quick break here, and we'll come back. We've got another 30 minutes to talk about this and conservation and all the things that are going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another better-known business here, Jeff Wurst. If there's a windshield he can't fix, he'll tell you right then. He'll say this is something you're going to have to replace the whole windshield, but he can fix it whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield he fixed 11 years ago. You still can't see it. It is just, he guarantees it for life. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't want your family to be unsafe. A total professional here. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. RV owners with those huge windshields, I've seen them lined up in there while he fixes that chip so it doesn't get any bigger. So, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'll be right back with Ted Leidy of Northern Firearms Instruction and Perry Cremains of Just for Hunting.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seats. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime. Because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Thank you.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Sue, you are so good. I love the music you're picking there, huh? Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott right here on the Free Fire Radio in the station of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's right. Real men go to Cypress Square Barbershop. They don't go to hairstylist.
They don't go to hairstylist. I've had the same stylist for years.
I know. It's cute. I really liked how she matches your hair with your fingernail polish.
She's one of my students. Yeah, sure. She supports me. I support her.
You know what? How's that mani pedi working for you, buddy?
Hey, I'm here to tell you. One of the Cypress Street barbers was in my class just last week.
I know.
I visited with him, and he had cut my hair before.
I know he has.
Yeah. Anyway. I do like it down there.
It is. It's great.
Well, yeah, the problem with me is that when I get down there, I start visiting with all the people in the waiting room.
You visit everywhere.
And, you know, like it's a two-hour gig for me.
Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. They go by appointments only. I'm here with Perry Cremains for Just for Hunting. And Ted Lighty from Northern Firearms Instruction. We've talked, with Perry. Can you give us a real quick and dirty on Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted?
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. Northern Firearms Instruction teaches in 43 different counties across the state. We teach here at the Redding Gun Club out on Seven Lakes Lane in Old Alturas. We're proud to do that. We also teach at Sportsman's Warehouse. In fact, we do all the Sportsman's Warehouse instruction right here in Redding. We also are the only company in town that has an add-a-gun program for your CCW. Since AB 2103 took effect, we decided as a team that any CCW holder in town that needs to add a gun to their CCW can come and do it for what it costs to get on the Redding Gun Club. Now, normally, if you called a gun trainer and said, hey, I need to add a gun to my CCW, I'd look at them and say, well, that's $75. It's going to take me an hour to go down, get set up, you know, do whatever I have to do to get that gun qualified. You got to come down. You got to shoot it 16 out of 20 times out of a holster, and then I'll sign you off. And so you can take it to the sheriff's department and add that gun to your CCW. Well, that just seems like an incredible expense for someone that just wants to add a gun. So we decided once or twice a month, we'd set up a day where you can go to our website and pay your gun club fees. It's $11 to get on the Redding Gun Club. And then I'll have an instructor there for you, and you can come and add a gun and go home. You could be done in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're really proud of that. And we're probably adding about 30 guns a month for free down at the Redding Gun Club right now, and we would like to see that, you know, go to 60.
Sure, you can handle a number. You've got a number of instructors down there.
Sure, we got plenty of instructors.
And here's the big thing on this is that since these changes, my friends, that everybody has to shoot one. Everybody has to shoot the firearm, and you have to shoot every firearm that's going to be on your CCW.
That's right.
You know, and frankly, I see a lot of worth in that. And, I mean, if you're going to have the law, you might as well have it that you know the people that are carrying actually know how to shoot the firearm they're going to carry. I mean, it just makes me feel better.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's what we're seeing. So since the first of the year, the sheriff has limited us to 5 firearms on our permit, which is plenty for anybody. Of course, that's a decrease for most of us, but that's fine. It was just excess before, you know. So I had to pick my favorite 5, which I did. But here's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of people show up to the gun club with four or five guns on their permit and look at me and go, I'm just going to have one.
After they start to shoot?
Well, yeah, because they know they're going to have to qualify with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know that though it's not, you can't just put those on your permit anymore. Like, nah, I'm just going to do one because I don't feel good about those other guns, which is good. It's kind of getting itself worked out here. Now, in a few years, that won't happen because they'll have already taken them off. Now, some people show up and do the five. I got that.
Sure.
But hey, I mean, shooting 300 or 400 or 500 rounds out of a handgun in a day is, it's a chore.
Well, they don't have to. They only have to shoot the guns 20 rounds each.
And that's the question that came in is, yeah, when does this law that states one must do live fire? That's already started, Jimmy, and started at the beginning of the year. And how many rounds does one need to fire?
Well, in Shasta County, you have to shoot 20. You got to shoot 16.
Hit 16
out of 20 from 7 yards in what we call the 9 ring on a B-27 silhouette. It really, it's about 9 by 12.
Yeah, it's like a sheet of paper.
9 by 12 oval.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, some of these guns that are on permits, like I'm going to give you a good example, like a North American Arms 22 mag with a 3/4 inch barrel that in its entirety is like 3 inches long, the entire gun. Yeah. Those are very difficult guns to qualify with. I mean, when I see one of those show up, I'd look at the shooter like, well, we're going to pull every tool we can out of our toolkit to get you to qualify with that thing, but I don't want you to be heartbroken if it doesn't work because those are very difficult guns. They don't even have rear sights on them. They just have front sights on them. So we're seeing a lot of folks the pair back, but actually we have probably about a 95-96%, and that's just guessing off the top of my head from what I've seen. Success rate and qualification. And if you call me on the phone or I talk to you on the street and you tell me, well, I can't qualify with this gun, I'm challenged by that. I'm challenged by it. So I'll tell you, hey, pay your range fees again on the gun club and come out. Let me give it a shot before you give up on it. If you really want it on your permit. And I've surprised some people. We've surprised some people with their qualification. We're good trainers, and we're proud of that. We make our money on the range. That's what I tell my instructors.
Yeah. Okay. That's a Northern Firearms instruction.
So before we yeah, segue, Carl was really good about segueing out of that turkey story. And there's actually a little bit more to it, you know. Carl's been helping with the NWTF Jake's program since its inception as well. And I actually was there that day and got to hear the story from his hunters. So what occurred is, you know, Carl was into the turkeys. Don't get me wrong. We have a wonderful landowner out to the east that helps us out. And
great family.
And they've helped us out every year. The nice thing is there's lots of turkeys. So, Carl, the turkeys don't always do as you anticipate. So Carl was repositioning, as we do often in turkey hunting, to kind of get – sometimes you got to get in the way of the turkeys because they're biological and they're just not doing what we want them to do. So as Carl was repositioning and trying to find a good spot and his hunters were trying to follow behind, Carl became part of the turkey flock. So hence,
become one with the turkey.
The turkeys were looking at Carl and his radio body probably wanting to possibly court him. But So it really says a lot for the program that Ted runs with the NWTF, because when Carl said there was not a shot opportunity, it's because the hunter could not identify the turkey separately from Carl. So they have been trained well enough to know. But that's the story on that. And the hunters had – I think they were just laughing so hard they couldn't even think about a shot opportunity.
Well, you know, the valuable lesson you get out of this is that – you do have to reposition yourself because turkeys don't do what you think they're going to do. I mean, you can watch them 5 days in a row where they're roosting at. So you go in and you get in that area. And the sixth day, in this case, they came in like set about 50 yards away from us and came down. And then, but we could see them, so we cut them off. But as we were repositioning, my hunter was, he couldn't see him from where he was at. We were only like 30 feet away from each other. And I was laying in the prone position. You're absolutely right. I was melting into the ground, and I'd called them up, and they were literally looking over the hill at me, but I wasn't moving. But my hunter, well, first of all, from that angle, wasn't going to shoot because I was in the area, and he's firing 3.5 inch rounds.
They'll leave a mark.
Yeah, they'll put a welt on you. And then when they moved over, he couldn't see them. Then he had two more turkeys right in front of him, but he couldn't tell if they were hens or not. So, but the experience, and this is where we go back into the experience. His dad videotaped the whole thing, and I've shared that with a lot of people, how close they were and how close these turkeys are, but sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Well, that's the thing about turkey hunting, too, is it's very intimate. You know, I mean, you're right up close with the animal, and so that's one of the reasons why I think people love the turkey hunt is because
I got them within 5 feet.
You do get right up next to the animal, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't, but it's always fun.
I was afraid to hit the collar one more time because I'd have had like six teenage turkeys coming over the hill on top of me. And then how do you explain that? How do you explain that I was attacked by six Jake turkeys?
That's a video right
there.
That's
a video right there. It was almost there. So
yeah,
anyway.
That's a video.
And it's about the spring's about the show. You know, it's breeding and turkeys, they're beautiful. You know, I hear all the time people go, well, guy, turkey hunting's so easy. They're on my roof. They're on my roof in Country Heights. And I'm like, well, you know what? Pop out of your house a couple days in the morning and start knocking those turkeys off the roof with a 12 gauge and see how long they stick around. You know, when they're in the woods, they're wild turkeys, man, and they get it.
Yeah, they're smart. They're smart.
I've
they don't
photos
seem smart,
of them.
But they are.
I have photos of them. You know, their tails are out there strutting in front of the front doors of Five Star Bank on Hartnell. And it's like, I mean, yeah, oh yeah, these turkeys. It's like town deer. They're walking through town. Oh, there's deer everywhere. Yeah. I tell you what, go out in the woods and see where those are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to try it again, though.
Well, we're going to get some good weather tomorrow. So.
Absolutely. And by the way,
the season starts tomorrow.
Happy Turkey Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow is the general opener, we should all be out in the woods, you know, 5, 5:30. Goblins are going to start about 6:20 or so. They should be on the ground about 6:45, 7 o'clock.
6:45 will be fly down.
And
hey, if you have a youth or yourself want to go turkey hunting, get a hold of Ted or myself or justforhunting.com, and we have some availability for hunts later in the season. So as this weather starts getting good, you'll get the itch. Trust me.
Yeah, I've got clients coming up from Solano County this week, and I've got a local guy from the Quigley family coming up this week. We're going to hunt this week. So, yeah, we have availability if you want to get on a hunt. And you can give me a call at 999-1822, and I can get you scheduled.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
At Kitty's place, I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to row.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely. Fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Now that the boys are here again,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, Friday, the 29th of March, 2019. It's 50 degrees. I'm looking out, and I can't tell if it's going to rain or not, but I know what the weather report says. It should be clearing up a little bit this weekend for the opening of turkey season, and or if you just want to go someplace. Then it's going to start raining a little bit. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. The Redding's 25th annual banquet for the Redding Regional Chapter of Safari Club International is going to be April the 27th. It's going to be at the Wind River Event Center. There, it starts at 5 p.m. Dinner, auctions, drawings. They have so many great, great, great auction items and so many raffle items. It is just unbelievable. Anything from elk and red stag hunts to African game hunts, photo safaris, fishing trips, rafting trips. And the guns that they have there are just top-notch that, you know, that you have a chance to win. For more information, call Larry McLeod at 474-5075 or just look up SCI Redding.org. They're also going to have a block of hotel rooms there at reduced rates. You know, if you're going to go out there and have a good time, that you may want to just spend the night there at Wind River. Okay.
I think that's a great idea. I like Wind River. We talked about moving the NWTF banquet, National Wild Turkey Federation banquet, to Wind River. I really like it.
They've got a good deal there.
Yeah, the only problem is we're proud of the fact that we feel like we're perceived as a kid-friendly banquet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got raffle. Every Jake or every junior hunter or every child that comes through our door gets a raffle pack. I mean, they win. I mean, it's a backpack with a... If you're two, it's a stuffed animal, and you know if you're 17, it could be a rifle in it. So
every one of the young men and women that are in the Jake's program last night took home a shotgun
or a rifle,
and the winner of the Jake turkey call was a young lady.
Yes,
she was good.
Anna DeHaven, yeah, she's very good.
She's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, frankly, when you say, I want a hen in a tree sound. Okay.
Yeah.
She just did it. It was like, that's hard.
Yes, she did. And you know, I got to tell you, that's a lot of money in guns, and they don't buy them.
That's right.
Wendell Stout buys them from the Stout Family Ranch, and Seth Stout and his and Karen and their family. Also, the National Wild Turkey Federation. Also, donations from the community.
That's right. You know what? And I can't say enough about Wendell Stout and his family, about how they have supported. On the phone, since we've been here, he has texted me twice. And one of them is for the One Safe Place. He wants to donate money to One Safe Place to help them.
Every time he sees a cause, he gets behind it.
And you know,
I love that.
It is. You know, we talk about hunting and how, you know, it's fun out in the woods and all this, but what does hunting do for conservation? People go, oh, you're just out there killing animals, thinking that that's the only reason that people go out. But if it wasn't for hunters and fishermen,
there wouldn't be any animals.
Oh, absolutely.
Hunters are the reason why animals exist.
Yeah, right now. And I mean, this is kind of where, just for hunting, where we excel is more of a land management company rather than an outfitter or a guide, because our landowners realize that we have programs. We're planting food for the animals. We're harvesting mature animals. And we're not harvesting animals if they're not there. So the way we run our programs, and, I mean, you hear this story all the time, how pigs are a nuisance. They tear things up. Everybody hates them. Well, landowners have realized that pigs are a resource as well. And landowners that have these plots of land that are cattle farmers, the cattle business is so up and down. It's a hard business, let me tell you. If you want to see hard workers, go to a cattle ranch. But the government is constantly taking stuff away from them, just as they do us. And we offer them a resource and a continued resource. So every landowner that we deal with, we give them a 3-year plan that shows them continued revenue, and we figure the resource that we don't shoot the animals if they're not there. So whenever we leave a property, should the landowner be upset or not like to have a program, it's better than we came. And
well, you clear out, you know, drinking areas for them. I mean, so that there's water provided and all this. I mean, it's a conservation move. Plus, the cost of the licenses that people buy is plowed right back in from the state into like habitat. And without the hunters paying for the taxes on the, you know, on the bird stamp and all these, how many millions of dollars you figure would no longer go back into the conservation?
Oh, it's hundreds of millions.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
I mean, really, it's a self-sustaining group. Hunters are self-sustaining because if it wasn't for hunters, you would not have any animals, because hunters care about the animals, not just to shoot them, but we're emotionally attached to them. We espouse ourselves to wildlife at an early age, and it's not about harvesting all the time, but sometimes, you know, we just like to wildlife watch. We enjoy the wildlife. We enjoy it to be healthy on the property. And so through good management, like Just for Hunting, we know how many animals we can take off that property without hurting the population. We have to manage the timber. We have to manage feed. We have to have the waterways have to be cleared so they can drink, right? It has to be good habitat for them. And that's what hunters do. In addition, on a bigger scale, let's talk about Africa, for instance. We're just talking about Safari Club International.
Yeah.
Westerners who go to Africa to hunt supply every dollar for conservation in Africa. And I'm here to tell you, if it was not financially feasible for those ranchers and landowners in Africa to have Westerners hunting, they would have turned that land into crops a long time ago. And all those animals would be on what, you know, quasi-public land, and they'd all be killed. Because I'm telling you, native Africans kill animals to eat and to sell ivory every single day. They have no qualms about it. And when they run out of animals, they just run out of animals. And that's true.
There is no thought on that. You know,
no, there's no thought in it.
And so, you know, when you see restrictions on animals that are not endangered, that they don't want to bring them back trophies from, you know, from Africa or any other place, it's really hurting the animals.
It hurts the animals.
It hurts the animals. And, you know, you talk about not seeing wild animals in 50 years. You know, stop the all the hunting from, you know, from Westerners going over there, and guess what happens? Those animals will disappear.
They absolutely will.
I mean,
and, you know,
how much money
politicians making decisions with feelings. And we get that way too much.
Yeah, let's forget this Bambi stuff. I mean, you know, like, if it wasn't for the money put into the trying to save the rhinoceros, I mean, they've got armed guards on rhinoceroses, on rhinos out in the wild there, because somebody will take them in a heartbeat for one reason, cut off that horn and sell it for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. If you take away the honest value for wildlife or any animal, then you create the dishonest value for it, and it's going to go black market every time. It's just the way the world works.
Yeah. Think about it. Think about it, an African. If they can harvest a rhino, right, it will feed their family for years. It'll feed their family and house and clothe their family for years.
And that's what they're thinking about. They're not thinking, about this could be the last rhino in this area.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's going to take care of my family.
It's just a different perspective. Yeah. I understand it. I don't advocate it, obviously, but I understand where they're coming from. So we need to continue to putting $100, conservation dollars, SCI, Safari Club International dollars, into saving those animals in Africa.
Okay, we've got a minute left. So just for hunting, how do people get a hold of you, Perry?
Well, you can catch us online at www.justforhuntingalltext.com or give us a call at 650-888-0808. We also have Facebook anywhere. Just type in Just for Hunting. You'll find it online for sure.
Okay, and Northern Firearms Instruction.
999-1822, Facebook, usgunpro.com, in the Turkey Woods tomorrow, your local drinking establishment tomorrow night.
Okay, the last quick story will take me just a second. I was hunting for pigs with Ted, and they were in tall grass. We couldn't tell if they were male or female. We were like 25, 30 feet from them, and Ted refused to go over in the grass and reach down and tell me if it was male or female.
I tried everybody to talk Carl into it.
And I just wanted him to nod and take a step back.
And you couldn't see their toenails.
And you couldn't see their toenails. And Ted refused, my friend, my best friend, who just refused to do that. Everybody,
I thought about it. I want you to know, because we are that close.
And, hey, you know, a last-minute note for Carl and Ted, who are career military guys that are still giving to all of us that they already gave to. If you ever see them out and about, shake their hand for sure. These are great guys, and I love them to death.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you,
Barry. Everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll be back Monday. You can stand me up at the gates of